Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect for Thursday, the 21st of June, 2021. Tonight's topic is Evil Lives Amongst Us. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Say a brief prayer, as we always do. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight the glory and beauty of the summer. We pray that we might enjoy those things that have given to us, that have not been taken from us. Your little seeds that are planted, not just in the ground, but in people whose spirits change over the beautiful summer months. We pray to enjoy those things that you've given us, that we have to enjoy, that we can understand and see the beauty of the creation that you have given us. We pray in your name these things. O great Father above, amen. Say thanks again to one-time donations of Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, and Mark. Our current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Sharla, Diana, Pamela, Mary, and patrons, Alicia and Dan. As a reminder, always please let me know, post a note on the board if there's any issues with the audio quality or any other issues during the course of the podcast. I don't have a feedback monitor to listen to it, so your feedback on the podcast itself is welcome always. So we're going to open with a couple things that are actually lead-ins, as we always do. And I'm glad to see everybody here. And hi, Joanne. I haven't seen you in a while. Hope things are okay with you. So I hope all is well. And Eric, Anna. Appreciate you all coming aboard. So let's start out with a couple of interesting. I was so pleased. I was so happy. I was so thrilled. We had the, I don't even know what to call the guy. You know, I get so fed up anymore. The delinquent in the White House, whatever you want to call him, was supposed to make a presence in Scranton, PA, and I live right near, not that far from Scranton. I always get frustrated because they gloat about it. Oh, we love the man. He's a Scranton born. He lived in Scranton for, what, a couple of years and then went to Delaware. I mean, give me a break. Come on, guys. Then I hear you get COVID. You know, after 16 shots to the arm and you know, touting all the, you know, go get more. We need more. Give me more pain. And he goes and gets COVID anyway. So he's not coming up. I was so happy. Not that he got COVID. I was happy he wasn't coming to Scranton. Nobody should ever get sick. I don't care if you love them or hate them. But yeah, I was just happy that he had to turn down the Scranton deal. And now everybody's going to be crying and moaning and moping. So sad. I love to see liberals cry. One of my favorite things, my most enjoyable thing in my entire life. You know, I thought going to the convention in 2016 was the greatest thing I ever did. And going down the inaugural ball when Donald Trump got elected. No, the greatest thing in my entire life, the most precious thing was watching the liberals cry when Trump won. I mean, I will never forget that. I enjoyed it. I recorded that. I will enjoy that till the day I die. And that's bringing us into the topic again tonight, by the way. This is all steering us towards our topic. So an interesting thing, too. It was not a right or a left-wing media. It was a media pitch that a poll was done. It was a poll that was taken. It wasn't a conservative poll. It was just a poll that was taken. I think it was six or maybe 10,000 random people chosen for the poll. And they were looking at what the chances of Trump would be of winning if the election were held in 2024, they're going on, but they're looking at what the feeling was today. They were saying Trump versus Biden, Trump would be winning by about 47% with Biden down to like 38% or something. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was really, really neat. That was really cool. Then I hear that Trump was saying, oh, he's been pretty much going to run, just doesn't know when he's going to announce it. It's basically what he said. And Biden's like, he was thinking of maybe not running because the Democrats don't like him anymore. He's saying, if Trump's running, he's running. I'm like, yeah, okay, here we go again, folks. Just have to fix the elections. By the way, and for those of you, I know most of you are not of the area here, we're not close, but we're having people from all over the nation, believe it or not, but definitely all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and people from the surrounding states, and some coming for vacations for this thing. We're having Steve Bannon and a whole bunch of others up here to this huge rally, Saturday, August the 27th, 11 to 4, at the Keystone Horse Farm in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Huge, huge event put on by Unite PA, which is a great group. If you're in Pennsylvania, if you're not in Pennsylvania, support Unite PA. PA is one of the most important swing states, folks. If you can do anything to help Pennsylvania and help Pennsylvania candidates, you're helping Donald Trump, you're helping the conservatives, you're helping us. But if anybody has an interest in it, on Katherine Engelbrecht, the keynote speaker, hopefully Steve Bannon, if he doesn't get arrested, a whole bunch of others are coming that day. If you're interested, just let me know. You can find me very easily. Type my name in a web browser. You'll find me. Anyway, that's my pitch for one of the greatest events that's coming up in the near future. Now, add another topic before I moved on. No, we're there. So I was debating the topic for tonight because there's no huge events coming on. Great disaster last week. Other than those are already going along. But I was getting really upset about a lot of the evil and the bad and just the badness. And when I was running for delegate, I asked Donald Trump. I said, Donald, I said, what are you going to do about are you going to be able to bring out the true evil in Washington? And he said he would, and he did. I mean, he literally dug up. He literally. Kicked the tiger in the backside, and it's growling now. And we got to deal with it now, folks, because the tiger didn't like to be kicked. So it's our duty to solve that. Well, I was debating tonight what the topic should be when a meme came up on a good friend of mine, a good Christian, she worked a little bit in politics down in the Montgomery County area. She posted this meme, and I'll read it to you, and it came up as I was thinking. I've never come across this before. So it was a quote from Isaiah: "Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil." Isaiah 5:20. And a meme quotes says, "First we overlook evil, then we permit evil, then we legalize evil, then we promote evil, then we celebrate evil, then we persecute those who still call it evil." Yeah, when that showed up, when I saw that on Facebook, I was like, wow, there's my call to action. That's got to be the topic. Got to be the topic. And, you know, some of the crazy things that come up. So, you know, what did you think about what evil actually is and what's actually happened in our country and across the world? You know, it's one thing to say, I'm gay. It's another thing to say, I'm going to be a woman, not a man, or a man, not a woman. You know, I don't care what you are. I don't know about anybody else. And, you know, a lot of good Christians get too much in other people's business. You know, we should not be putting the chains and the whip behind people that we don't like, that don't do as we think. That's exactly what we're accusing them of. And I get right in people's faces when they do that. But they're coming at us, folks. They're at the point of forcing our hand because, you know, they're coming at us. You know, they started with the, you know, you have to sell a cake to a cake to a gay, or, you know, and it's not about selling the cake to a gay person. That's not the issue. The issues that have come up, it was also about a wedding set up for a gay couple we had up here in our area. There was a couple across the nation, and Supreme Court actually found in their favor, the business people's favor, because, you know, it's not going against a particular race, creed, color, nationality. But look, if I'm going to, you know, put something together that's not of that my normal business, I shouldn't be forced to do that. I've said this many times on the podcast. I've said this many times. If I only want to sell Glocks and you want to buy Remington or you want to buy some other brand, that's not bigotry. That's not being evil. That's just being my business is Glocks. You know, if I have a Christian store, I mean, think of it this way. So if you have a store that sells Catholic, I don't even what they call them, the trinkets in the Catholic Bibles, and I don't even know if Catholics use Bibles. I've never seen a Catholic with a Bible before. But whatever it is, they sell all these little, you know, saints and whatever they worship, and they're all in these stores. I don't expect them to cater to even a Baptist, for instance, let alone a Muslim. Well, they're going to tell a Catholic store that sells only stuff for Catholic religion that they have to sell Muslim goods or Buddhas? It's such, and I'm going to bounce between the evil and the contradictions, because contradictions are evil in and of themselves. Contradictions cause confusion. You know, you're told one thing and then you're suddenly told another. Saw an interesting thing today, or yesterday rather, on the mainstream news, the local news, and they were talking about electric vehicles, and they're like, okay, so let's, can you charge it? I guess it was the can you do this kind of thing, you know, the trying to prove whether the things are right or wrong. And they're saying, okay, you can, people are saying you can't charge an electric vehicle on a house that's, you know, pre-2000s. Where they got that figure out from, I have no clue. I mean, you can put it in any house as long as you rewire the electrical system, for crying out loud. Then they're showing them, oh, look here, we put this charger in this house. It's, you know, from 1980, and we rewired it, and there's the car sitting there plugged in. Now, folks, you know, I get so mad. There's so many causes. I'm going to have to retire. I've decided I must retire. I must retire, find a way to live on retirement because I'm not rich, and attack one by one these evil people. So, you know, I want you to think about the average home. I got your opinion, Anna. Thank you. I want you to think about the average home. Think about your home. Think about your community. Now, the problem, and think about the rural, put in your head, in your mind, I want you to put your mind together and imagine all the different areas. I'm sure you've all been around the big cities, you've been around the rural areas, you've been around the suburban areas. Out of all the apartments, out of all the condos, and condos in particular, and inner city, I want you to think about, where in the hell are you going to park the car where you can plug it in? Think about that. How many homes can you get your car close enough to the home to be able to plug it in? I know I can't. I got nowhere to put it. Got a big yard. You'd have to have 50 feet of extension cord or run the power out to the curb. Now, what happens if you're parking on a public roadway with, you know, non-specific parking where anybody can park on a street, and you stick your plug right on the side of that street, and now somebody else decides to park there? Think about a condo. Where are you going to go to a condo? Is a condo going to provide the plugs for your cars? That's the only way it would work. That might be, that might actually, think about New York City. Where the hell are you going to put the car? It'll have to be a public lot with a charger. What a stupid concept. What a dumb thing. What a stupid, stupid concept is an electric vehicle that you, to think you can plug it into your home. I don't know anybody around my community, and I'm in a rural community. I don't know a single person that could park their car where they could plug it in. Now, here's the other concept. People are evil. Yeah, you know, these idiots at the top, the Marxists and the communists that are trying to take over this country, they don't think about the logistics of this crap that they're planning. They don't care if you can do it or not. They don't care. They all think like Greta Thunberg. You know, she's one of the most evil human beings. I can never talk. I use her as the you know, the, what do you call it for evil? I mean, she's the most evil human being on the planet. Some stupid kid that thinks she knows everything about the world and about how to save the world. What an evil person. What a stupid young brat. Privileged white brat is what she is. You know, and yet they talk about us. Anyway, I digress. I can't even mention her name, but I use that as the antithesis for all things good. You know, when I want to say something bad, I say that, oh, Greta Thunberg wouldn't like that. Anyway, what do? They don't think about these things. How are you going to use these devices that they're putting out there? How are you going to plug that car in? You can't plug that car. There's nowhere to plug it in. You have a garage, maybe. Now here's where the evil comes in. This is what, and they don't think about this. See, they don't, the far left miserable green scumbags don't think about you or me, or they don't think about the bad side. Everybody's beautiful. Oh, they're all, you know, I call them the hippies of today. Because that's what they are. They're these weed smoking hippies that are like, well, they're out in some other universe. I'm thinking my neighborhood. You know, we got a lot of crackheads in my neighborhood. We got a lot of people that are just fool idiots. They're out there throwing, you know, these paintball things at people. They're shooting people with like paintball kids. Just to have fun. And there was a recent incident, and it reminded me of this thing where they said you can plug your car in at home. Where there was an area where there, there was a specific area where they had these chargers set up. People would plug the chargers and then go in and get something to eat or whatever. While their car charged. And these kids would come in and unplug all the chargers from the cars. This is what people are. I mean, folks, this is what human beings are. They're evil. We're all evil. I'm evil. Everybody's evil. We all have our evil side. It shows up once in a while. Satan comes in and takes over and bang, you got evil. But they do this. There was actually an article in the paper where they were unplugging all the cars. What are you going to do if you're charging on the side of your house, plugging your car in? Cut me a break. Cut me a break, folks. It's not going to work. It's stupid. So I got to calm down. I'm getting all aggravated. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to throw out our sponsor's ad real quick because I just love this guy. And I need a break because my brain is just frying right now, folks. And guess what, though? We still have Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's one of the most wonderful human beings on the planet, unlike Greta Thunberg. Beautiful person that fights for us and fights for election fraud and is trying to save the world and save our nation. And guess what? We have a partnership with him and his MyPillow. For people who don't know, MyPillow sells sandals. They sell sheets. They sell blankets, robes, you name it. And they're all absolutely wonderful products. Take a look at their website. Take a look at their website, MyPillow.com. And when you get there, if you like something, please be sure to use our promo code to give us a pitch. Our promo code is ETERNAL, just the word ETERNAL. Please do support the cause if you buy something there that does support us. And you can also call them at 800-795-5993. It's again, 800-795-5993. Now I think I'm a little bit relaxed. For those latecomers here, I don't pitch things very often, but for those latecomers coming, if anybody's thinking of coming to Pennsylvania or wants to vacation in a wonderful area, we do have on the 27th of August, there's a rally and call to action to support Pennsylvania and get us off the mail-in ballots. That's 11 to 4 on Saturday, August 27th, if you're interested. We're looking for people from in-state, out-of-state, anyone that wants to come. If you, great place to vacation. We've got a lot of really cool stuff up here, rivers and lakes and museums and crafts and all sorts of stuff. If you're interested, look me up. You can't miss me. Type my name in a computer, in a web browser. You'll find me. I got 50 to 100 pages of me, just me coming up. And every one of the phone numbers is right. Every one of the email addresses is right. Feel free to connect. But that we're trying to get as many people as we can out to support the cause, as Pennsylvania is one of the biggest, most critical swing states right now. And we have a lot of issues going on here. We got to get rid of the mail-in ballots. They're just horrible. So getting a lot of great people here tonight. If you missed the beginning of the show, by the way, folks, please, it'll be online in about half an hour and 45 minutes after we shut down. And you're more than welcome to listen to it at the beginning. Had a lot of great stuff going on. Talking about the evil that was brought back. Arizona, fantastic. Hey, you can take a ride out here to Pennsylvania. Yeah, August the 27th. We're looking for all the people we can get. Believe it or not, we're going to have Steve Bannon and a whole bunch of others out here, assuming he's not in jail by then. We have to wait till Thursday and see that, I guess. Or tonight, rather. But a lot of people are coming from out of state. We have people coming from, I have one of them coming from Florida. We got two coming from Ohio. Ghana, that's a little bit far to go. Ghana's a little bit far, Daniel. But if you want to fly out, hey, great place to visit. You can have a wonderful time out here. Beautiful, beautiful country up here. So anyway, good to see everybody out here and supporting the cause. So anyway, back to the evil. Now, we are living right now in the end times. This is just, we are living in, Satan is amongst us. When you look at things that are going on, it's not just that bad things are happening. It's not just that bad things are happening. I mean, bad things is that these people are looking, they're looking to pick a fight is what they're doing. And they're willing to spew out this nonsensical garbage like it was fact just for their cause, you know. And here's a hot one. Here's a hot one. So, you know, the media is so bad that they've got how many of these insurrection hearings have been going on? It's nothing about the insurrection. You know, if there was a hearing about a quote insurrection, they wanted to see about a quote insurrection. You know, go for it. But all it is a witch hunt to get to make sure Donald Trump doesn't run in 2024 because they know he's going to win. That's all it is. It's evil. But you hear Ilhan Omar and Cortez, the other one, were out in front of the Supreme Court in an area they weren't supposed to be, boasting how we're evil and we're making slaves out of these women, and they got arrested. Did you see that on the news, on the mainstream media? I haven't seen it on the mainstream media. I mean, it's all over. It's a fact. They were arrested. Members of Congress arrested for insurrection against the Supreme Court. Yeah, green-eyed Phoenix. There you are. Cryptic, imbecile Biden got COVID. Yeah, we just mentioned that. He was supposed to come to Scranton up in my neck of the woods here. I was so happy. I was cheering. I'm not cheering the fact that he got COVID. I'm cheering the fact that he's not coming to Pennsylvania. I hate that man with a passion. I hate that man. I hate that man as much as I love Donald Trump. It's just crazy. It's just insane. So they're coming after us with all guns. I mean, they're coming after everybody in the entire world. You know, it's got to be stopped, folks. Why did that not even make the news? The fact that two members of Congress and a bunch of other important people were arrested for essentially the same insurrection that they went after us for in the White House. It's insane. Trying to have complete control. Absolutely right. You know, and that's what really torques me. And you know, Donald Trump spurred that on. And that's a good thing. But we need to stop it somehow. We need to get rid of all this stupid mail-in ballots. You know, that really torques me too. When they come on, they say, "Well, Donald Trump's unfounded claims of election fraud." Well, yeah, it's unfounded because these idiots burned all the paperwork, burned the paper trail. It's unfounded because they wouldn't let us have our day. They wouldn't stop the election process to validate the machines and to do a forensic evaluation. Why? You know, the whole thing on January 6th could have been stopped by one thing. Stop the election process for 2 days, maybe a week, just to do a forensic study of these machines. That's all we asked for. Do I know that there was a fraud going on? I don't know. I know it was evil. I know everything they did was evil in 2020 on the elections. And I'm going to emphasize again, folks, I'm going to emphasize this so much until someone finally comes and grabs it by the horns and flies with it. You know, I'm going to put this out for y'all because there are a lot of new faces here. But, you know, people ask me, and I've run, for those who don't know, I ran for Congress. I'm going to run for Congress again. I had a pretty good following, good chance to get in next time in 2024. And people want to ask me, what do you think about the election fraud? I know what they're looking for. I mean, you know what they're looking for. They're looking to grab you and say, "Oh, you're one of those." First thing I say is, honestly, I can't prove election fraud. I can't. You can't. Donald Trump can't. They burned all the evidence. But then I'll tell them, look, and keep this, you listen very closely, folks. This is so important. The Chinese are not stupid people. I'm going to say this every podcast if I have to. The Chinese are not stupid people. They're really smart. They're really cheap. They are the cheapest people in the entire world. They're skinflints, and I love it. That's why this stuff's so cheap in China. I want to ask all of you out there who haven't heard this yet in particular, would the Chinese put out a product in great masses for sale internationally if it weren't going to be used? I really doubt it. Thank you. No. Green-eyed Phoenix. No. It's absolutely. So during the 2020 election, someone said, you ought to go check out the, you know, Alibaba and all these other Chinese sites. I don't know what they were now. These eBay equivalents over in China. You could buy 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 unmarked ballots for the United States elections, not just for a president, but even for the members of Congress in certain states. Blank ballots. Buy the pallet full from China. It's a fact. It's a fact. Now, why in the hell would you buy a pallet full of ballots that are blank if you're not going to use them to cheat? Wouldn't you chop them up and make notepads out of them? AliExpress, that's the one. Yeah, thanks, Anna. AliExpress was one of them. There's another one, too. There's like three of them in China. Why would you sell pallets full of these blank ballots if people aren't going to buy them? The Chinese would never do that. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. And then why would people buy them if you're not going to use them? If you're going to use them, what are you going to use them for? You're going to use them to cheat. What more evidence do you need, folks? And why does everybody suddenly want these mail-in ballots? Because you drop these blank Alibaba, wherever they are, ballots, you shove them in the mailbox, bam, Joe Biden wins. Serious. I mean, this is some scary stuff, folks. The Chinese aren't stupid. And they're cheap. Believe me, I know them. And it's not a degradation. It's just how they are. It's how their whole country runs. It runs very tight. You don't make a product that's not going to sell. And they hate us. That's right. They don't really hate us. They just want what we have. They want us. They want our stuff. They want to control us. They want to control us with the commerce. They want to be the big guns, the next big guns. And they're probably going to make it too. Yeah, they're probably going to make us. They're probably going to, you know, they just want to. Well, you know what? The Chinese are now working with the Russians too. And, you know, and hate's a hard word. Green Eyed Phoenix says they hate it. It's possible. It's possible. But I'm not going to say that or not, because I know some great Chinese, but when you look at their whole different, I mean, they think differently. Their whole culture and their whole nationality is different. So what we look at as evil is just their normal day. I mean, look at this. They're willing to go into these giant buildings. They've got these huge, if you ever looked it up, you check it out online. They got these giant buildings the size of half of Manhattan, huge, you know, 50 stories tall. They got their manufacturing plants. They got their shipping plants in there. And the people live there. They actually keep the men separate from the women. They actually live in these little tiny boxes. Yeah, Trump 2024, Joanne, you're absolutely right. They live in these little boxes. I mean, think about it. That's pure evil to do that to people. And yet they're saying, oh, yes, thank you. Give me some more. So it's a whole different culture over there. That's the real problem. I don't think we can ever even understand that culture. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. So we need to do something about that. You know, I was questioning Donald Trump for 2024. When I saw this last survey, and Joanne, you'll like this. I don't know if you caught it in time. I think you did catch it in time when I opened up with it. They had a survey, and a nonpartisan survey, that actually showed that Donald Trump would win today. If there was an election, he'd win 47% to 37% in a presidential election. And more Democrats hate Biden. Biden's more insistent that if Trump runs, he's going to run. And if that game plan goes off, we have a good chance of it. Anyway, folks, I run a little over tonight. We have a great crowd tonight. Hey, come back next Thursday. Every Thursday night, it's a half hour. If you missed the beginning, it's always online. It's always put back on. You know, you can always go back on and listen to it after the show. We really appreciate you coming out, and, you know, let's support the cause, folks. I mean, just get out there, you know, support the cause. Thank you, Marilyn. Support the podcast, support everybody's, not just mine. There's a lot of good podcasts out there, a lot of good people talking. Let's build this up. Let's build a movement, folks. I'm trying to build a movement. I'd like to have 1,000 people here on my show every night and build it up towards the 2024 elections. We'll take this country back. You guys, So glad you came out tonight. God, I love you all. I really do. And I praise God that you support the cause. And I'll pray for you every day of the week. And please come back next week. We have to go now because the pumpkin has turned into a carriage. And you have a wonderful one. Thank you, Green Eyed Phoenix. Come on back every Thursday night. Bring your friends. We're going to do this every week. And we're going to build up first to the midterm elections, and then to the and then up to the 2024 elections as it comes through. So I got to go. God bless every one of you. And if you missed it, like I said, it'll be online within 45 minutes after the show. Take care. Have a great one. God bless you all. See you next week. Good night, everyone. God bless.